Good morning, Allison, my sweetheart. Good to see you this morning. Thank you for being with me. So I have one more thing I want to share. So we're returning to Pergamum one last time. Tomorrow we're going to move on to the church at Thyatira. But you remember Pergamum. Pergamum was the church that dwelt where Satan had his throne. They served in a place where the city was filled with pagan idol worship and emperor temples. But yet, even in the midst of all this, they'd been faithful. They had even experienced the death of a faithful witness, Antipas. The believers held fast to Jesus' name, and they did not deny their faith. But yet they're warned that they have some who hold to harmful teachings. The teachings of Balaam and the Nicolaitans. Those things that involved eating food sacrificed to idols and sexual immorality. And yet they're called to repent. The church is told to repent and to do so immediately. And Jesus says, otherwise I will come and I will fight against the false teachers with the sharp double-edged sword of his mouth. But there's a promise. There's a promise to the overcomers. And this is why I return to the church at Pergamum. This is why I believe it's important that we see this. Verse 17 of chapter 2 of the book of Revelation. Whoever has ears, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To the one who is victorious, I will give some of the hidden manna. I will also give that person a white stone with a new name written on it, known only to the one who receives it. We find the promise here, the promise of spiritual sustenance. We find a symbol of the acquittal. We find the intimate personal relationship, the bond that the believer has with God. And the use of such rich imagery. Excuse me. Excuse me. The use of such rich images absolutely captures my mind, captures my heart, captures my soul. One of the things that they're told that they would be rewarded with was hidden manna. Spiritual food, if you will. Just as God did with the children of Israel in the desert. It's Jesus Christ who provides eternal life. It's Jesus Christ who provides spiritual strength to those who stay faithful. Of course, there's a hidden quality here. It's hidden. It's hidden in Jesus. It's hidden because the deep joy, the peace of knowing Christ, experienced only by believers. It's only by believers, not by the outside world. They do not understand this. And that white stone. The manna, that's special. But the white stone? In the ancient world, a white stone was given to someone to declare that a person was not guilty or that they were free from punishment. White stones were also used for entrance into a venue. On the legal concept of this, Jesus is giving acquittal. He's declaring a person not guilty. We can translate that word into our word, justification. And there's some key verses that you need to see. Romans chapter 4, verse 25. Who was delivered for our offenses and was raised again for our justification. That's Jesus Christ. Romans 5 and 18. Therefore, as by the offense of one judgment came upon all men to condemnation, even so by the righteousness of one, the free gift came upon all men unto justification of life. Through Jesus Christ. Romans 8:33. Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifies. You see, that word justification, it has a deeper meaning for believers. Because you see, we have been justified. We have been declared not guilty of the charges placed against us because of the work of Christ. Everything's made possible by Jesus Christ. His death on the cross, His resurrection, brings no condemnation to us. For we have peace with God, and we have freedom from the penalty of sin. So, Jesus says to the church at Pergamum, you can have sustenance from the white manna, from the manna. You can have forgiveness, cleansing, justification through a white stone, but on that stone will be a new name. Now, we don't know what that new name is. We don't know. It's not revealed here. The verse states that God gives a white stone with a new name written on it that's only known to the person who receives it. So that would mean that there's a personal bond. That special close relationship that we have that's between God and the believer. And it speaks of our true identity. For you see, we are known, we are unique. We have the person of Jesus Christ through the Holy Spirit living within us. We have a true identity. There's a personal relationship. Because you see, that new name written on that stone represents a close, special friendship between God and the individual believer, made only possible by Jesus Christ. Made only possible by Jesus Christ. So there is an intimacy. Because only the person receiving the name knows the name. Highlighting that unique and shared bond that we have with Jesus Christ. He who has ears, let him hear. Hey, listen. Hear the word of the Lord. You are His. You've been adopted. You've been bought with a price. You and I can walk in Him. We do not need to be burdened or brought down by the false teachings of the evil one. For you and I, if we know Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord of our lives, we are His. You are His. Father, thank you for the promises of your word. And thank you, Lord, for the wonder of these letters. May we, Father, stand strong and firm for you. And may we take to heart this relationship that we have with you, a special bond. May it grow. May it be beautiful. May it be pleasing in your sight. It's in your name we pray. Amen.